I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Welcome back to part two of Private Parts with me, Tom Lucy.
And me, Liv Bentley.
Let's have the answer to the question of the week. Ooh. Remind us of the question.
What do you call a group of flamingos?
A group of flamingos. I don't know. You said it was something that was related to me, which I'm guessing means that this is going to be an insulting answer.
A flamboyance.
A flamboyance of flamingos. Nice. I didn't know that.
Slightly fitting. Maybe, is that better than the word odd?
Do you think I'm... Yeah, it's nicer than odd, yeah. I prefer flamboyant to odd. I don't think I'm flamboyant.
After a couple of drinks. Maybe it's where I picked up the vibe.
Things change after a couple of drinks. Maybe I should stop drinking. Yeah. You start and I'll stop.
No, because I dread to think.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What would happen? Yeah, anyway, that's something about that.
Okay, great. Shall we find out what you've been up to this week?
I had my face filled with salmon jizz.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just let that sit for a second?
Let's
say it again.
Salmon jizz in my face. No, it's like a new treatment where they inject salmon sperm into your skin, so I should be looking 5 years younger. Can I see the screen?
You were last time we recorded, you were off to do that straight afterwards, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk me through. So where has it gone?
It's gone in my jawline, under my eyes,
mm-hmm.
and it went somewhere else. I can't remember.
As an injection or just like a?
Yes, yeah, so these are cannula.
They just dump it on you.
They just.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions about salmon sperm.
Ask me.
Why?
I think it basically is meant to like rehydrate your skin and just make you look a bit younger and glowier.
Is that sperm in general, or is that specifically salmon sperm?
I think it's specifically salmon sperm.
Okay.
Don't do anything with yours.
How did someone find that out?
Well, I haven't actually asked that question, but it is very good.
Okay, great.
Just when injected.
You are looking very plump.
Because your face. I'm full of jizz. Is that what you're trying to say?
You're looking very, like, taut.
Thank you.
That's what it was meant to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have some salmon sperm.
Thinking of you talking about your fridge with the different things you've got in there, and now I'm thinking of him saving his own jizz with my frozen eggs and a plate of bicarbonate of soda or whatever it is. So that happened, and then I discovered I've had all four wisdom teeth out, okay?
Yeah.
And now I've got a fifth coming through.
Mm. You said this to me.
Do you know that's a thing?
No, and I'm still not convinced it is. Who told you that you have five wisdom teeth? Was it the man who did the salmon sperm?
No, different
guy. Because that's not a licensed dentist. I wouldn't advise that he removes...
my tooth.
Your fifth wisdom
tooth. No, because I've had four taken out and I've got a fifth.
Unbelievable.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like a piranha. Where is it coming through?
Well, where the hole is.
Where the old one came out.
Yeah.
There's a new one coming through.
Does that happen? You just keep on growing teeth?
Some people, yeah.
What do you mean some people? How often is this going to happen?
Let me have a look at it.
Your finger in my mouth.
Let me have a quick look.
So that was one. Oh, and then I had this date.
Yeah. So talk us through this date, because this is exciting. So you haven't been on a date for...
Since lockdown, by the way. A proper date.
Wow.
Well, I've gone on dates, but I mean, they've been with people I know and I've met.
Yeah.
Like friends.
In the park.
In embargoes and stuff.
Yeah.
And if someone asked me out on a date in embargoes, the answer would categorically be yes. Yeah. I'm joking.
One of the locals from embargoes invites you there.
Set me up.
And then traffics you to Thailand.
Why is this weird? You're sick, actually, I've realised. You're not odd, you're just peculiar. Like,
why? What's the difference between odd and peculiar?
Well, it's peculiarly odd. Okay. I don't know.
I take that as a compliment.
There's just odd things that keep being revealed about you.
Really?
Mm.
I don't like that.
What do you mean? It's better
than... What have I done wrong?
You haven't done anything wrong. It's just better than that than being boring, I suppose. I wish I'd looked in your fridge when I came into your house, but you've got like gel eye masks and...
Yes.
Are you quite a self-care person?
Psychopath, yeah.
No. Two very different things, but sure.
No, there might be an eye mask in there. I think there might be an eye mask. There's some cans of Diet Coke, I think.
Oh.
That's scary stuff. There's a Terry's chocolate orange in there.
Oh my God, delicious. Weirdly, actually, I ordered one of those at the weekend. I'm such a lazy tart.
You ordered one?
I'm so lazy. I've got a corner shop at the end of my road, and I'll just go on Zap and order chocolate.
You ordered a chocolate orange to your house? Just only that?
And a pint of milk.
That's a really hectic order.
Really, really wasting my money and time.
A friend of mine said that he was talking to Stephen Fry once. You know Stephen Fry?
Yeah.
And Stephen Fry had done an online food order and had asked for 10 bananas in the order. And something had gone wrong with the order and they brought him 100 bananas. And he was just imagining the man who works for Ocado
driving,
being like, I've got 100 bananas here. Who's it for? Stephen Fry. I won't ask any questions. Just dropping off 100 bananas to Stephen Fry during the lockdown.
You must assume it was for a joke.
Mm. It's the kind of order I would expect to drop off at your house.
Oh, what am I?
100 bananas and a Terry's chocolate orange from the shop 300 yards away.
Wild sober night in for me.
Not so sober anymore.
Okay, I had one drink.
Okay, so tell me about the date.
So I...
Let's say his name. We'll say it together at the same time. Ready? One, two, three. Alex Mitten. Sorry.
Alex Mitten. Then I would be drinking. No, I'm joking. So I went to the Chelsea Farmers Market on Saturday morning.
Lovely.
Which actually is quite the place to go if you're single, by the way. Lots of very attractive people.
Are they all just milling around?
Yeah, milling around eating
farmers food.
And this guy just comes straight over and says, "Have you got a boyfriend?" I said, "No."
That was his opening line.
Opening line, just that. And then he said, "Can I take you for dinner?" And I said, "Is this a joke?"
Yeah.
Because in my head, I was thinking he's obviously with a group of guys. And they'd be like, "Oh, go and ask her out," kind of thing. That's what I actually thought.
Yeah. And you thought it was like a dare?
Like a prank.
Yeah. And then you'd say yes, and they'd go, "Ha ha, kidding."
Basically, yeah.
And then
but it wasn't.
You'd drop your shopping and run off.
Put my fag out and leave.
What's your opinion about someone coming over and just saying, "Can I take
this
you
This is the
dinner?
First time that's ever happened to me, ever.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been that asked out during the day in the morning. Normally it's like some drunken bum in the back of Raffles being like, "Oh, I'll take you out," but...
Mm.
Which I would actually not agree to.
Mm.
But yeah, so first time anyone's ever asked me out to my face.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Quite old school.
It is, but I quite rated that.
Yeah. And then he went back to his mates and they all high-fived and...
Yeah, handed him a tenner.
Yeah.
No, he was there by himself.
So he asked you on Saturday and then you went on Sunday.
Asked me on Saturday, so I gave him my number.
It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that. He texted me and said, "When are you around?" And I just thought, there's no point hanging about. I said, "What about tomorrow?"
You said, "What are we doing now?"
back to mine. I've got some lube.
Okay, let's put a pin in that.
Shut up.
So he said, "Take me. Can I take you for dinner?"
He said,
and you de-escalated it to lunch.
Well, no. So when we were talking, he said, we were chatting about something, and I said, "Oh, are you hungover?" And he said, "No, are you?" And I said, "No, I don't actually drink because I'm not good in the evenings because I'm not boozing." And before you say, "Well, you've had a drink, you're back on the sauce," a day thing would be better.
Yeah. Anyway, so 5 a.m. walk is perfect for you.
Not for a date.
Can I take you out? Yeah, let's meet at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. So then he said, "Okay, why don't we go to this new place in Soho?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." So we met for a coffee before, chatted.
What time?
2 o'clock.
Wow. On a Sunday. It's God's day, isn't it? You're in church, aren't you, normally at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, on my knees. No, I
So 2 o'clock on a Sunday.
So 2 o'clock on a Sunday.
It's very wholesome.
It is a bit wholesome, but actually that's quite nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm one of those people, if I'd left it too long, I probably would have ended up pissing out if it was like middle of the week and...
Yeah.
You know?
Sunday, 2 o'clock, I like, as a date slot. That should be, you should keep that free, that time slot.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, did that...
I'm not being sarcastic, I think that's good.
Yeah, it's still monotone voice, yeah, it shows a lack of sarcasm. Mm. And yeah, it was good.
We went for lunch.
He was very sweet. Did all the ordering, which I really like. Mm-hmm. He's a massive foodie, and I'm not a big food person. I mean, honestly, I eat cocoa pops for dinner, so I'm really not.
Is that a euphemism or that?
Why do you always make everything a bit weird, Tom? You do. Everything I say has to have some weird sexual reference. Oh yeah, my cocoa pops for dinner.
Cocoa pops for dinner is just a nice.
What
sounds like a good like name for a song. Cocoa pops for dinner.
It's the name of my next podcast.
Yeah. So you do a nice dinner, quite alpha.
I like that. Yeah. And I also really rate when guys are the ones to book the places. I think that's a good, it's a good quality. Mm. And it was like sharing platters, and he sweetly like dished up mine, which was nice. Chat was good.
He dished up yours?
No, because you know what it's like? I don't know how to explain it, but I hate when you go somewhere and you sort of like start tucking in, but it was like sharing things.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, that's nice. He gave you a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
yeah, that's nice.
And then that is then when I was like, should I have a drink? And I thought, all right then, I'll have a glass of rosé.
So you pulled the ripcord.
I did. But it was weird.
How did he react to you putting the ripcord?
He was like, shit, you're going to go off the handle. No, yeah. I'm not like some crazy
lunatic.
He was
pressing the panic button under the table.
He was waving at the waiter.
Yeah.
Bill, now, before she orders the fucking bottle. No, like it felt like the right time.
I have a couple of friends who don't drink at all. And I think dating, like sober dating is tough.
Sober dating's different. But that's why during the day on a Sunday is actually quite an appropriate time to do it.
Yeah.
But then also it's daunting because you're like, I'm sober and I'm going for a full-on meal with someone. What if it's... That's why I texted you saying, could you just...
So you texted me saying...
No, don't say exactly what I texted you saying, Tom, because I said, are you vaguely around? I said, are you vaguely around? And you said, yeah. And I said, just keep your phone on you in case.
I love that I'm that guy now that is like gets crashed out to get you out of bad dates.
Yeah. Well,
I know, I really would like to be that person.
Okay.
Keep doing that.
Okay.
Because next time you do, I'll be around.
I just thought if something went wrong, I could just say, oh, this mate of mine needs me to help do his podcast.
Do his podcast?
On a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
What would I do? I'd just come into the restaurant as a coincidence.
We could stage a bump in, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, no way.
So you'll have to be on standby from now on when I go on these rogue dates. Okay, not rogue, because this one's quite normal.
2 o'clock on a Sunday I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just...
When you're not in embargoes, just be on standby.
I'll probably just be coming out of embargoes by that point, so I could be around. That's when the hen finishes. I'll be around.
The wholesome hens.
It's a shame we didn't do that, actually, because that would have been fun if I'd come and...
No, because I know what would have happened. If I told you where I was going...
Yeah.
Would you have rocked up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I made it morbidly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have turned up. And you would have said, this is my work husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, and you would have hated that.
This is my sixth.
And I would have pulled up a chair.
Questioned both of us.
And said, plate me up, come
would
on.
You have said, what are your intentions with my work wife?
I'd say, Liv, give us a second, will you? Go and have a cig.
Me come back and it's just you sitting there.
How many times during the meal did you go outside for a cigarette?
Only once. It's annoying because I do think smoking is not attractive and I'm aware of that. But my problem is I don't want to quit and I know I should.
Mm-hmm. There it is. You heard it here first.
So
did he come outside with you when you went?
No, he went to the loo.
I think that's quite nicer that you just get a little moment on your own outside to just recalibrate your thoughts.
Really digest that
rosé. And
then
come back in. I love a bathroom break in the middle of a meal because it's just a chance to just decompress. you know. Otherwise, it's quite full on. It's like an interval. It's like
but it was quite long between the starters and the mains. Mm. And there were the odd occasion where it was like, not awkward, but because we didn't have anything really in common in terms of like no mutual friends. He was like a complete random. Mm. So like that whole, do you know when like, if you go on a date with someone that you know people in common, you can, that's like a topic you can talk about.
Yeah.
Whereas I sell lube and he's got a 9-to-5.
People that you know.
Basically slag off the mutual cretins.
So it's now Monday and it was yesterday.
So it was yesterday.
There's been no contact, you said.
No, I didn't message him. Should I have messaged him to say thank you? Because he obviously, he picked up the tab. Like he paid for lunch.
I don't know. I would expect him to message, to be honest.
Maybe it just wasn't for him. Could have been the smoker.
Do you think he's... How into it do you think he was? Could you read him?
No, I couldn't actually, which is weird. Mm. So I mean, we kissed.
At the end, you kissed at the restaurant?
No, walking to the next place.
To the next place?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you should text him.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I would text him to say thank you.
Or send a voice note.
Oh, God.
You could record it now.
Saying what?
Saying, why don't you pretend that you're voice noting your friend and say, we're on a date with this really hot guy, and then send it to him and go, oh, my God, sorry, that wasn't meant for you.
I'm absolutely not doing that. Absolutely not.
You're a big voice noter. Send him a voice note.
Yeah, it's because I'm lazy and I can't be asked to text.
Sometimes when we're talking, you just will start voicing to someone else and I'm not aware that you're not speaking to me anymore.
I know, I do it with my housemate. She thinks I'm having a conversation with her and I'm like, so sorry, no. Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Is voice noting bad? Is it boring?
No,
I'm not
going to
voice note this bloke though.
I would wait for him to message maybe.
Well, that was my sort of thinking, to be honest.
Because you have been quite closed for a while.
I know exactly what you're getting
at. No, I'm just saying that it's good. It's good. I think it's exciting. Because now you can come on here and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
And anyone listen to this, who might want to take you out on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
a bit
email in and we'll go through some of the applicants.
Filter through.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet like my guru of dating.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be good. What's your type?
Well, okay, so this is the thing. Physically, someone tall. I'm quite tall, so I like someone who's obviously like, height doesn't really matter.
They just have to be taller than you.
They have to be taller than me.
How tall are you?
Six. I'm enormous. Sorry.
6'4". Live 6'4".
5'7".
There's some heavy editing in Made in Chelsea.
No, I look enormous on that. You know, when I meet people in real life, they go, oh, you're not that tall. I'm like, do I look 6 foot or something? I think it's because everyone else is quite small.
It's just your stature.
It's just my...
Tall energy.
Tall, yeah.
Okay, so over 5'7". I'd imagine that's most men, but yeah.
Well, I've come across quite a few people, friends of mine on Hinge, who have fully lied about their height. 6'2", no, you're not my friend. I saw you the other day and you're 5'6". Lying bastards.
Well, they put 6'2" in the bio.
Yeah, and I just think,
why do they just not put their height in?
I know.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because
you have to put your height on Hinge.
Yeah.
Someone said the other day that there are no men who are 5'11", because no man, if someone is 5'11", they just say 6 foot. No one ever says they're 5'11".
That's true. Put a pair of Cuban heels on. Mm. It is unfortunate, though. Like, but then I think if you're shorter, you obviously date someone shorter. I think, yeah.
Would you date a man who was like 5'5", but like hilarious and...
I mean, I have dated people shorter than me. I just prefer bigger guys.
Yeah. Okay. So big men.
Big old men. Yeah. Big old rugby player. My
really?
Your sense
Come on,
of humor.
You're better than that.
I just...
You can't say I like personality and rugby players.
A funny rugby player. No, I need someone who's like got a good sense of humor.
Okay. A comedian?
A comedian.
A dodgy comedian.
Are you up for it? You've got a girlfriend, my friend. I can
set you up with some other comedians.
Why do I feel like this? No, I don't know if I would trust you to set me up with someone, you know?
Really? That sounds quite mean.
Well, I don't know. Because it probably would be a joke, though, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be a joke. It
would
be
okay, who would
sweet.
You who on your roster of friends would you set me up
who
with?
On my roster of friends, would I set you up with? Who is single? What, comedian wise?
Well, just anyone who's got good chat.
Yeah, there's a few people. I mean, I could say their names, but no one will know who they are. But
you don't. Yeah.
But I could set you up with some people. That could be fun, and then I could be like on standby around the corner. And then if you send me the code word...
It's beginning to feel like a weird scene of Made in Chelsea.
Code word is salmon sperm. If I get a text saying salmon sperm, I'll just run round and I'll go, I'll break it up and I'll go, you get the fuck away from Liv. Get away. Or we just set you up at a table in a pub and I just bring people in one at a time.
Speed dating.
Yeah, but only for you, not for like in a big room. And I just bring people in one at a time.
All right. You do the checklist and just tick
I'll
off.
Be at the door with a checklist. Have you got any more dates lined up?
No, that's the first date I've got on this year.
Will you? Why don't you get back on Rare?
I've been on the waiting list for 8 years. I'm not joking.
You said that really
right?
aggressively.
Because it is a bit aggressive.
If
although
anyone from Rare is listening.
I got drunk pre-Christmas and got my mate to send an email to Rare going, my poor friend's become Bridget Jones. Let her on. And then the other one is I have got
Hinge. What's the other one? Field that you like?
Oh, Field. That's niche things. That's the sort of thing you'd be on.
Is it?
I'm on Hinge, but I pause it. I actually have got done one Hinge date.
Don't go on Hinge. I think you on Hinge makes me feel nervous.
People DM me.
You can't
me,
have a profile and be on Hinge.
But people DM me going, oh, someone's catfished you. They've got your Hinge. They've copied you on Hinge. Yeah, and me. I go, oh, but I don't tell them that. So I pretend it is a catfish.
So what else could we use? LinkedIn?
LinkedIn? Oh, no, something app? Awful happened. I'm not very technical. And I, for my business, someone was like, you need to get LinkedIn. So I started trying to fill it out. Anyway, I got confused and logged out. And now it just says Liv Bentley, CEO of Parsons Green.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Now I can't get it back into LinkedIn. I don't know.
You forgot the password.
I forgot the password. So now I'm just the CEO of Fulham, really.
That's great, though. I like that.
Fuck
that does them. That does kind of describe you, though.
Meet my
I wouldn't say it's inaccurate. CEO of Parsons Green.
Yeah, so that I need help with if there's any technical people out there.
Okay, so we're looking for a IT specialist over the height of 5'7", who doesn't know anyone that you know, and will book a restaurant and plate up Liv's food.
Yeah, it's a short list of things to want, really, isn't it?
Great, I think I could find someone. Probably someone who works in this building. Some IT specialist in this building.
That was my week. I think it did make me realise that I do need to date more. But that sober dates are daunting.
Yeah, I've never been on a sober date before. In fact, I arrived at the first date with my girlfriend quite drunk. I arrived quite drunk.
Shockingly.
I'd just been swimming in Hampstead ponds.
Why were you drunk?
It was also a Sunday afternoon. And it was a very hot, sunny day. And I'd been for lunch, had some drinks at the lunch, and then went swimming in the ponds with my friend. And then was
you
like,
meant to swim in the ponds?
Yeah, we'd arranged to do it, and then was like, "Oh fuck, I'm late for this date." So then, raced down to where the date was and arrived quite drunk with like wet hair from the pond.
Quite the opening, and she fell for it,
and it turned into a relationship. So there you go.
Well, yeah.
There's some advice.
So next time,
I also did have a friend on standby in case it didn't go well. I think that's quite normal to have like a get out of jail plan.
Yeah, just in case. Because you never know, these people could be psychopaths.
He ended up just coming and joining the date. So not only did I arrive drunk with wet hair, I then had a friend arrive within about half an hour who then just joined us.
you showing up.
And then I left for about 40 minutes to go and buy cigarettes from a shop.
So you left the date with your friend?
Left the date with my friend, and she apparently thought that I had just gone and left her with another.
It's funny if she started trying it on with your mate.
Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah. Are you polyamorous?
What's that? Is that?
When you're in sort of like an open...
No.
No.
No, we're not. Sorry.
No, I wasn't offering.
Sorry.
I meant because of your friend.
Yeah, no, we're in a thruple.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like David Hay. So I think sober dates are hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Hinge dates are not for me. I really rate guys going over to girls and asking them out when it's sober during the day. That's normal.
Like not fucked at night, during the day.
No, don't show up wet and drunk.
In a coffee shop or something.
Yeah.
Don't show up wet and drunk.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, normally.
Not yeah, like... not don't like run at her. Just approach her with caution.
Approach her with caution.
Not from behind. Approach from the front so she can see you. Slowly and calmly. Like how you would treat like an endangered animal.
An endangered species. She's like a fragile, washed up reality star who's like, got a drinking problem. So just, you know, take it easy.
I would advise that you approach all reality stars with caution and from the front. You don't want to trigger any PTSD.
When have you ever approached anyone from behind? Actually, don't answer that question.
We're back to embargoes again, aren't we? You posted a funny thing the other day about you not wanting to go out late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've changed.
Because I like going to bed early.
You get up at 5 to go for like a fucking hike through the park.
Tom, it's like it's
romping through the park.
Romping through.
What's it called?
I'm not dogging.
Stomping. You go stomping through the park.
Yeah, I go. You're coming with me one morning. Right?
I'd like to. Are you gonna do one tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I'm flying.
Oh yes. Not another holiday for you.
BA lounge again.
Wanking.
Let's romp together.
Okay.
Back to Parsons Green, where you are the CEO.
Yeah.
I'm about to move, though, so you could probably say that.
Oh.
I'm going to move to Parsons Green. Do I need to get planning permission through you if I want to move to Parsons Green? Do all the applicants have to come through you?
Yeah. Just got to vet them slightly.
Okay.
Can't be having weirdos running around.
No, that would be unacceptable, wouldn't it?
Although there is a weirdo. This is odd. Have I told you about this? There's a bloke... And there's footage of him doing it at 5 a.m. who gets the rubbish bags and scatters them around the streets.
Like a fox?
Similar to a fox, but this one's human.
Like a human fox.
And then there's another one. This is actually quite rogue. There's a bloke on a bicycle who is verbally assaulting women leaving gym classes in the evening.
Okay. So are they separate men or the same man?
I think they're separate.
Verbally assaulting women as they leave gym classes.
Put that on my LinkedIn.
What's he shouting at them?
Sexual things, I think.
Oh, God.
I then shouted one back, and I don't think it was the right idea.
What did you shout back? Approach me with caution.
Approach me from the front.
Approach from the front.
No.
That's the way. So if walking up to someone at the farmer's market is the way to do it.
I'm just so fascinated from when on earth have you ever been approached from behind? No one ever goes up behind you, do they, and go hello?
No, I just that's mainly just so that you don't like scare someone, that you just come up behind like from the front. Also, it's the same way you treat, like, apparently if you meet the Queen, not anymore, fortunately, she's passed away.
Did you say fortunately?
Unfortunately.
Oh, right. Something like that.
But when you did meet the Queen, you weren't allowed to turn your back on her. You had to just walk out front facing her, walk backwards. That's how I think people should treat you. In Parsons Green.
Just in case I'm what, lose it because I'm a raving lunatic.
Well, just in case you trigger it, it's like a rescue dog.
Are we talking about now? I think people have switched off.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, this has been great.
This has been great. Quite valuable diary entries there.
I think there's lots of exciting things in the pipeline.
I'm going to organise something fun for you and me, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay. All right. Great. Is it going to be in the day? On Sunday?
No, this one's going to be a midweek one.
Midweek. Okay, fine.
When you're back from your holiday.
Okay, fine. We'll do that. And then we'll come and talk about it here. If you have any dilemmas or questions for either me or Liv, you can email contact@privatepodcast.com and we will try to help in any way that we can.
And if you're a suitable dater, send in your CV.
Yeah, if it's an email about dating, put in the subject Olivia. That is the end of this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, Liv. As always, you can watch any of these clips on Instagram and TikTok at private podcast.
And join us next Friday for the next episode
of Private Parts.
Diary Parts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.